Hello and welcome to the newest, or I should say the latest, not exactly the newest, because eventually next week's will be the newest. The latest episode of the Tick versus the Podcast, the only podcast on the internet dedicated solely to the big blue justice, the Tick. Today we are going to be talking, actually today, just to let you know, Steve is unavailable. Steve is out smoking a lot of pot over in Oregon, from what I understand. he's found an acre that he has taken it upon himself to smoke the entire acre of marijuana out in, for medical reasons, of course.
I severely hope none of the locals in his town are listening, or his boss or anything like that, and he comes back to a pea cup sample kind of situation.
Yeah. No, actually, I don't think he's smoking any weed, but if he did partake in something that's legal in that state, hopefully there's no repercussions here. And
no weed, but I heard he's running fireworks in his trunk and his car's full of prostitutes. Yeah. So you never know.
He's trafficking some Korean prostitutes over across many state lines. One or two, they may die, but, you know, law of averages, at least one of the 10 will survive. So anyway, we are going to be talking about, today we'll be doing a quick commentary on episode 11, The Tick versus the Mole Men. Now, this particular episode is one of the episodes that is not available on the DVD for whatever reason.
The reason, I looked it up because I was curious. Apparently, there were a couple of different copyright infringements. And one of them that they talked about was the fact that there is a character in this named Molly Mulford, who is a supermodel with a distinctive mole. Ah. And she bears resemblance to another supermodel in the real world with a distinctive mole, Cindy Crawford. So there was some dispute over that. And I think there was some dispute over music, but I'm not entirely sure about that.
Well, we'll have to, as we're watching, we'll have to see if we can identify anything that we can see. The Mindy Mulford, I can kind of understand. But even still, it's like, it's not Cindy Crawford, it's Mindy Mulford. so I can't see why Cindy Crawford would have too much of a problem with a character that, yeah, maybe is based on her, but I don't think Cindy Crawford has copywritten the mole on the face of...
You don't think that's been... done up by Lloyd's of London, like the other one's legs.
Oh, yeah, the Entertainment Tonight's legs. I don't think so. that sounds a little overdone. But so yeah, this one is not on the DVD, so we actually have to go to YouTube to find this one. So if you do a search for the Tick Mole Men in your YouTube search, you'll see. One that's, you'll see a few that have been uploaded, and the one that we're going to watch is uploaded by nerd.world, and it's just called The Tick Season 01 E11, The Tick versus the Mole Men. So Derek and I have ours set all the way to the beginning.
Ready to fire.
So on the count of three, I'll say 1, 2, 3, go. We'll press play and watch this show. All right. 1, 2, 3, go. And I didn't play. There it is. Is yours playing?
Mine is playing. He is falling from the sky. He is now dodging somebody's hands.
Oh, you're like a second ahead of me. So I'm gonna push it. There we go.
So okay, Dinosaur Jill just did the smash. I really do love the monster buildings at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
The opening credits.
It is cool. It's a neat touch, even though it's from a dream sequence and what season the Mr. Mental episode.
Yeah. Episode 4, I believe. Yep.
Tweet up, tweet out. So, Here we the tick doing his Sunday cleaning.
It's amazing he could stay awake for such tedium.
Yeah. You'd think he would be super bored. The tick, does the tick look different to you in this episode for some reason?
How so?
I don't know. For some reason, when I watched this episode, the character model felt different to me. I don't know. Like, his head is bigger.
I don't know. Maybe this was another one of those, like, quick, let's get it done kind of episodes.
It's possible. Like, it was just on that early shot of him up in the living room that's felt that way. Mary is staring at the laundry. And we did see him get his sensitive antenna.
Antennae again?
Yeah. So.
It's amazing that Arthur's apartment is as nice as it is with how bumbling the tick really is.
Yeah, you'd think it would be much, much messier.
Or just a collection of duct tape at this point.
And there comes the vehicle. Now, I'm wondering, you know, you had said copyright, but the Mole Men, I wonder if it had to do, because this is an obvious homage to, the Mole Men, that idea of the Mole Men has been in a lot of things. But I think the Fantastic,
oh, sure, yeah.
I think the Fantastic Four even kind of touched upon it.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we did have the Morlocks in the X-Men universe as well. And yeah, there's been movies about Mole Men and TV shows and stuff like that over the years. The voice of Dan Castellaneta.
I did not realize that was him when no? I saw this. No, I saw it on IMDb and I was like, oh, that's Homer.
That is indeed Homer. And many, many other characters on The Simpsons.
Mole Men. I like how the king has this kind of, he sort of looks like an African king.
Yeah, very, very much like James Earl Jones in Coming to America.
And the way,
and I like, go ahead.
I was just saying, I like how you can tell the difference between the different mole minions by their moles are on different
yes,
spots.
They all have moles and all in different locations.
So you can tell. Which
and I like
top.
How friendly they are.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying this last time, maybe off mic, but it cracks me up that, you know, with all the villains and all the damage that they have throughout the series and in comic books and in movies and stuff, the Mole Men are always up to destroy the world and take over surface dwellers. These guys are on vacation.
Yeah.
They just want to see the sights.
And we don't see the Mole Men's world. I don't think I think they do come back in a later episode.
Do they come back near the end of season two, I think?
So I think they do come back. I haven't watched season two in forever. Season one is the one that I'm most familiar with, but I really should go back and watch season two before we...
before we get to season two.
Yeah, which will be coming very, soon. Very soon. I think we're coming up on the end of
I believe so.
Very soon. Fun.
You got to love the way the tick runs.
But you'd think the Mole Men would know about the sun and would have prepared by bringing sunglasses at least.
Right.
Like, someone should have at least told them. If they're going on vacation, it's not necessarily uncharted territory.
Right. Like, who's their travel guide? Oh, that's a classy look for those guys. Mm-hmm. I love Arthur's line of, well, why don't we just go out at night? You know, like, why do we have to be difficult about this? Just be logical.
What's up with the painting behind? It's this weird.
The Cyclops robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of crazy.
And now it's gone. Because now behind him is a television.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Continuity. Oh,
there it is.
To the Facebooks and to the IMDBs.
the sea otter. I would, you know what? I would really like to live in Arthur's apartment. It seems like a really good apartment. You know, it's got a little tile floor, wood, you know, hardwood floors. Everything looks super nice.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
You got to wonder how he's managing to afford that. I know we keep coming back to that. But
yeah.
There she is pimping some Honesty Cola.
I need to make a mock can for Honesty Cola.
Very nice.
Gorgeous.
It reminds me of Lord of the Rings, where they show the women.
Oh, the
of the troll
women. They kind of reference that. I saw the Huntsman this past week, and they sort of reference that where they have trolls and they reference that they're ugly women, and then when you see them, they're actually not that ugly. Now this guy looks straight out of Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four 1 does have like.
Oh sure, yeah, it's right on the front cover. It's what they're fighting.
Yeah. I don't remember what exactly it was. It's been a long time since I've read. I think this is the first time we see Bistro de Burden in the series.
Another great running gag throughout the series. The naming of the buildings must have been a fun project for the writers.
Bistro de Burden. I wonder. In the great disguise.
I love that the maitre d's just like totally nonchalant about the whole thing. Yeah, right this way.
I wonder. Snails. Have you ever been to a snooty restaurant where this waiter, he's just doing his job. But have you been to the restaurant where the waiter has been like outwardly like snooty to you?
Oh, sure. Oh, without question.
I was at one when I was younger and I asked for wine. And she asked, like, what kind do you want? Do you want, like, you know, Pinot Grigio or Pinot? And I'm like, I don't know what the difference is. And she like just kind of looked like, I'm like, I'll just.
I was dating a girl years ago and we were up in Boston with her family and they took us to some fancy place. And, you know, I mean, that was never really my scene. And they were going around ordering all these big fancy drinks. And I leaned into her and said, you know, do they have beer? And the waiter overheard and just like scoffed loudly. And I was like, all I want is a beer. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just get a water. It'll be fine. Yeah.
It's,
like, you know.
It's like, come on, people.
You know, I didn't ask you to put it in a dirty glass or something.
Now, is the Mindy Bulford here? There she is.
She is.
She's going to the bathroom, like all women. They all have to go use the bathroom too. But her manager, is he trying to keep her away because he wants her for himself, or does he think that it's?
I'm sure it's something to do with publicity or you know, like public image protection. But I wouldn't be surprised if he had a little bit of a thing for her. And you notice pretty quickly that she's got a thing for the mole king.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take very long to see that there's a connection there.
Mindy!
The poor manager's stuck in the friend zone.
Yeah. And then off the lava beasts. The lava Golgothan chases after them.
It's lava poop.
Then Arthur is just left alone. He and who's that? Todd is he with? Running down the street. Little crown. So how come his underwear? How come the lava guy's underwear doesn't burn off? He can burn off the jacket at will.
I don't know. I mean, he must have bought them at one of them specialty stores.
Yeah, is it made out of like asbestos or something? And It's hot. Is it a little diaper?
Take it to the dry cleaners.
Kind of looks like a George Animal Steel right there. And then, and I wonder if the tick's antenna are sensitive to heat.
Well, he was squeezing his head. He was yelling hot.
Oh, was he? Okay. Hot, 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 hot. So I guess they are. They're just sensitive to everything.
I like how selective his heat is, too. Like, I mean, he just fell down and burned a hole into the sewers. But everywhere else, you know, like he grabs that table and nothing happens to it. His menu burns up, but nothing happens to the table. Trout magazine.
He's like running like the juggernaut. I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
There's Solomon Grundy.
We lost the king. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Now, how is this possible? Do they live on the first floor?
No, they are not. They are not first or sub level. They are up. I would think. I don't know. Yeah, I think they. I think we do see them. They're at least on the second level.
Well, what was Thrakazog's room apartment number? Oh, like shoot. Four something.
Yeah, four. It's like 413B or something.
Hey, fans out there, let us know for sure. Yeah. But if they're on the fourth floor, how the hell did he just dig through the floor like that? Unless he came in,
he would have had
between the ceiling and the base and the baseboards.
These are the questions that we need answered.
Yes, logics of the tick.
Level man, no. I guess Dan Castellaneta does the voice for all the mole men.
I wouldn't be surprised. We'll go back to that conversation about Arthur and Mucus Arthur.
Yeah. I, from what I understand, you can only do three voices before you. There she's Mindy.
Mindy. Now, this would be a really fun cosplay to do and pretty easy, to be honest with you, but I think there'd be like seven people at Wizard World that would get the reference.
Yeah.
If you went walking around as the Mole King and the Mole Men.
Those are the best cosplays. Those are the ones that like everybody's just like, well, what's that guy? I don't know. He doesn't look like he's dressed up as Spider-Man. I like the ones that are obscure, like the people who really put some thought into them.
Well, I always feel really bad when I see an incredible cosplay and it's anime and I have no idea what it is.
It's like, oh,
but it's still one of those things. It's like, that's really, really cool. No clue.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, here he is doing the. Now, did the king pack all of this, his love dance outfit?
His fancy hat?
Came up to. Yeah, did he say, I'm going to come up to the surface world, and just in case, I'm going to pack a bongo and my love dance outfit, so just in case I want to get randy with some chick.
Maybe he had it hiding in the trunk, and it was an ulterior motive he didn't tell the boys about.
Yeah.
We're just going on vacation. This isn't, you know, this isn't an Eddie Murphy movie or anything, no. I swear.
Yeah, evil Clark Kent.
What a jerk.
Yeah, what a
evil Clark Kent.
How would they process the Mole King? It's even. Oh, well, they got food. How would they process the Mole King? Like, he has no finger. Does he have fingerprints? He's not. He's got no social security number. You know, they throw him.
Yeah, he has no home address.
Yeah.
Down. Who are they going to call to have him bailed out? This guy went out of his way to come down and harass
and bring
the guy that he got arrested
with. Yeah, like, why would he bring her down there? If he wanted to keep her away from him, he would have said, Mindy, you wait outside. I'm going to go have a word. I want you to see exactly how big of a dick I am.
Yeah. And she's still all dolled up. She's still got her fancy red dress on. We'll get my creepy stalker arrested, and then we'll go dancing.
Now, the voice for Mindy Mulford, I just had it up. She was on Saturday Night Live, and this was something we were trying to figure out before we started recording.
She's been in a ton of things. She's been a voice actor on several different shows.
Yeah, what's her name? Her name is Gail Mathias, and she did the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live for the 1980-81 season. So I guess the first year after the primetime players, the original cast left. So she was the new Weekend Update person during that time frame. And she's done a bunch of voices. The most recognizable voice for me is she was Bobby Generic's mom on Bobby's World.
Oh, I love that show.
Now, don't you know? Yeah. But she's been in everything. Tiny Toon Adventures. She was in the Ren and Stimpy. She played Waffle Woman.
Oh, God.
The Powder Toast. So I guess the love interest.
Yes, Powder Toast Man's true love.
Waffle Woman. And a bunch of, like, Cow and Chicken. A bunch of things. So, yeah. She hasn't done anything recently. It's been her last credit was 15 years ago.
Are we sure she's alive, Tim?
I actually don't know if she's alive.
I would hope so.
So, Gail. Oh. I like these weapons they get.
Yes. The Wolverine Claw Diggers.
Yeah. And they brought an extra pair along just in case.
Sure. You know our ways.
Look at her go.
Damn, she's got some jump to her.
That's a girl you hold on to. If she can hold her own against a lava man.
She doesn't mind getting all dirty, digging a trench in the middle of Central Park.
Yeah, she's my kind of supermodel. Now I forget what. Oh. Yeah, so now he's stiffened. He's hard as a rock. There he is.
Yeah. I like that they didn't change his color.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it'd been easy to.
Yeah. He'd still be warm.
It would have been easy to turn him blue or something like that once he gets wet.
That actually would have been a better touch if they had just changed his color just to show that he had turned rockish. Publicist man.
Tick's got to get his point in at the end, as always.
Miss Mindy.
He's kind of the perfect height for her right there.
She wants to get back to her room. She keeps twiddling her fingers. This is going to be something else. I would like to see. They should show us a dirty movie of them as they get back down to his Mole King bed.
Yeah, you know the other three guys are in the front, crammed in the front seat of that thing going, oh, Jesus. It's going to be a long ride home.
You just hear squishy noises in the back. And, you know,
you just hear the king yelling, don't look back here. Don't look back here.
The inside. Yeah, I like that. Arthur finally just shuts him down from his long, long-winded soliloquy.
So you get that nice pan out of the city.
And the closing credits. I'm trying to see if I can pause it when the voices come up. Oh, here we go. There's the voice talent. Yeah, Gail Mathias. There's like... so many names on like here that were not brought up. I guess some of these people aren't in every episode, but yeah, it does say Gail Mathias, Dan Castellaneta. Yeah, all the normals there.
The regular crew.
Yeah. Directed by Art Vitello. I know we said we were going to get more people from the cast that are on here. I got to get cracking on some, trying to find some of those people.
Yeah, I've been reaching out as well. So hopefully we get somewhere pretty soon.
Yeah. So, and that is the episode.
Well, what did you think of that episode?
It's an okay episode. It's definitely not one of the more memorable ones for me, but it has some funny parts to it. It's the romance stuff doesn't always work for me.
Okay.
In this one, I know you were looking forward to this one because
I really liked this episode. I think it's silly. I think like I said before, I think the idea of them just wanting to be on vacation is funny. I think the idea that Oryk always follows them because the lava monster shows up behind them is kind of funny. I thought the little cameo by the sewer urchin was a nice touch. Been a while since, we've gotten any of the side superheroes. I guess we had American Made in the last one, but, it's not like the next one where we're going to get a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the Proto Clown has the Civic Minded Five in it, I believe.
Yes. As well as some of the others.
Yeah, a few of the regular crew are on that one. So all right, well, join us next time when we discuss the Tick versus the Proto Clown.
Yes, indeed.
Have we decided on Badoosh?
We could go with Badoosh.
Okay. Badoosh.
Steve's not here. Don't tell anybody. We're going to Badoosh.
Badoosh.
See you next time.